Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We do have a little bit of news here there, Dusty. The Cavs have announced their 2024-2025 NBA regular season schedule. The season starts October 25th at Toronto, followed by the Cavs home opener against Detroit at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on the 25th of October. And some crucial numbers here, because the only thing anybody cares about is the national TV appearances. The Cavs will make 16 national TV appearances on TNT, ESPN, and NBA TV this year. That's four games on TNT, Boston, Indy, Orlando, and Indy, Indiana. Four games on ESPN, another Orlando matchup, the Knicks, Boston, and Miami, and then eight games on NBA TV. That's eight games. We're not going to mention all eight of those. So 16 national TV appearances for the Cavs this year. Is that too many, too little, or just enough?
People always get worked up about this, and I really don't, because I don't really care about being on national TV. I love our local broadcast, and honestly, I'd prefer to watch the local broadcast for the most part over a national broadcast.
Are you pandering?
I'm not pandering.
To John, Michael, and the cast and crew?
I think John is fantastic. Obviously, Miss Fred, but and Reg Eye from back in the day. But like we've got a great broadcast team here in town.
Loves it.
We always have a good broadcast team.
I said loves herself. Austin Carr, Brad Doherty.
Yeah, AC's awesome. Brad's great.
Can I tell you the only games that I... Because, listen, I love when you're on TNT because you get to hear the crew talk about it. This will be the last year that that's a thing, right? Like, because this is the last year with the TNT crew, maybe, potentially, there's a lawsuit going on. We'll find out. But so those games do matter. I think ESPN's NBA coverage is horrid. And I want to be respectful because there are people that I like within the broadcasting crew, but I just don't. Horrid is too heavy. Can I take that back? Take it back. I think for how much they put into that, that just doesn't work. The same way, the pre and post game, the halftime show, don't work as well as the Turner stuff. And I think Turner is the gold standard on NBA coverage, which is making it even more maddening that apparently Turner, out of sheer spite, is going to retain Charles Barkley, who's now claiming he turned down $100 million so people could keep their jobs at Turner. I'm going to want to see the paperwork on that one. But I don't even...
No way.
ESPN has miles to go before they have good enough coverage. I tell you the ones that I absolutely just can't deal with.
Go ahead.
NBA TV. I understand why it works like this, but if you have your own TV network, NBA TV, MLB TV, NFL Network, how can none of these networks have quality content when it comes to broadcasting games or analysis? There's some, like Good Morning Football, I do think has its... I get why people like that show. Most of the other stuff, it's just fodder. It's like some suit came up with some idea of what this should look like, but they drew with like two crayons. It's like some rudimentary picture that a five-year-old would create, except five-year-olds have more creativity in terms of the amount of crayons that they use. That's what network coverage and NBA TV is just awful. Their highlights are awful. Their game, the way they cover the games is awful. Why? I don't understand it. Those eight games, it's a real... I don't know. I'll watch all of those eight games. Every game that John and Brad and AC are on, I'm in on. Every ESPN game, even though I think their coverage should be so much better than it is, I'll watch. And it's not just, like, I feel this way about any of the televised games on any of the league-owned networks. Dude, it is almost at a turn-off point because the coverage is so paltry, cheap, and uninspiring compared to what the league's put into these assets.
I don't mind some of the play-by-play guys on the bigger networks, but like the studio stuff outside of TNT is just not good.
Well, and that I'm so glad you said that. Mike Breen's different. There are some.
I mean, I like Breen. I like Ian Eagle. Kevin Harlan's great.
There are some play-by-play guys that I will be more likely to tune in to like a national game if I know they're on it.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, it's the analysts that are my tune in tune outs.
Man,
well, but it's the analysts, or as you said, it's a studio show.
Yeah,
like the amount of times, and I'm gonna go back on the Four Letter Network on this one. The amount of times where it's been like, "Hey, Cavs, Celtics, huge game." Man, I gotta tell you what we think about the Knicks. Hey, what's going on out west? It's like, no, there's a game going on that it's halftime of, and you've spent. Of a 25-minute halftime show, a 20-minute halftime show, you've spent 90 seconds bookending the entire halftime show with analysis of that game. Everything else has been, will LeBron leave the Lakers? But yeah, the NBA TV is not great. So the Cavs have announced their 2024-2025 NBA regular season schedule. They start the season in Toronto. The home opener... 2 days later, October 25th, against the Pistons. Those feel like two wins. I'm going to call it right now. I'm locking it in. Cavs starting 2-0.
Locking it in.
You start against Toronto and Detroit. Ooh, the J.B. Bickerstaff revenge game comes early. Man, he's going to lose by 30. It's going to be a bloodbath. And then it's going to be Donovan Mitchell's fault.
I mean, it...
Hey, JB, you got blown out of the building by 50 points in your return home to Cleveland. Well, you know, we're a young team. It's a lot of growing pains. Got a lot of good young guys here. Don't worry, we'll get it figured out. Okay. Good luck with that.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.